Francois de la Châtaigne. He sent in a full comment.
Okay.
To the email here. Good evening, Mr. Pop und der Herr Kleiner. Without further ado, here's my story. One Friday night, 11 years ago, my roommate, who, shall we say, was a very special woman, 8 years my senior, had suggested a few days prior that she and I could fool around together in my room. Let's call her Linda. Not her real name, obviously. She had said that she could teach me stuff about how to please a woman in bed, and that she was an expert at giving men the blowjob. It did take some coaxing from her, but more or less surprisingly, I would say yes. Now, I would be remiss if I did not already point out that in the more or less recent past, she had been a user of heroin.
Ooh.
And that for this reason, she was using a prescribed coping substance, which, if memory serves me, is called methadone.
This
fact will come into play farther down in my story here.
All right.
Oh, boy. Thus, when the actual night came, she and I would start by setting up my room properly for that purpose, basically with candles. Wow. Although we did not actually intend to go all the way, Linda told me that we should be sure to have some condoms within easy reach because we never knew. So I took out a few of those from a little box that I had purchased recently enough. Then Linda and I proceeded. First, I gradually kissed and caressed her body, from her forehead to her feet, making a good point of leaving her vagina alone for the time being. Second, she more or less did something vaguely equivalent to me. Finally, after just a little while, Linda went down to my penis. The French term for it is bite, pronounced
no,
beat.
No square?
No square. Is it? Do you stop? Don't
stop.
Touch.
Don't touch me there. This is my no square. Stop.
She went down to my no square. The French term for this is beat, if you are interested. She simply licked it twice before engulfing it. I would have expected her to do a substantial further amount of foreplay meanwhile, but I thought better than raising such an objection during that moment. Mm. That is wise. The worst problem was shortly after taking my beat into her mouth, Linda began to doze off. For this, as I would realize later, some particular property of said methadone would be to blame. Mm-hmm. So try to picture this in your thinking, mate, if you will. For several minutes, I'd be laying on my back with her entire mouth wrapped around my beat, but not doing anything else, not moving at all. And after a while, I was beginning to feel the contact of her teeth. I had to wake her up so that she would get off me without having got off at all, if you will permit me this shameless pun. The end.
Yeah. Well, method... Like, literally, methadone is like two molecules away from heroin.
Yeah.
Watch yourself some Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, and leave the butt hurt at home, okay?